Thank you, Mr. President. In addition to the statement on behalf of the European Union, I would like to share the following points in my national capacity. Mr. President, although the Netherlands remains concerned about the fact that still no consensus has been reached on the programme of work, we welcome your initiative to organise a thematic debate on the prevention of a nuclear war and all related matters. The Netherlands recognises the significant challenges to the disarmament process posed by the current security environment. The Russian Federation's repetitive nuclear rhetoric, the Islamic Republic of Iran's refusal to cooperate in good faith with the IAEA, and the DPRK's ongoing weapons programs are causes for great concern. Despite the state of the current global security environment, the NPT remains the cornerstone of the global regime for nuclear non-proliferation and disarmament, and a fundamental part of the global collective peace and security architecture. Unfortunately, in recent years, little progress has been achieved, in particular on the disarmament pillar. Nevertheless, the Netherlands remains committed to comprehensive, irreversible, and verifiable nuclear disarmament in line with Article 6 of the NPT. This must go hand in hand with efforts to strengthen the international disarmament and non-proliferation architecture. It remains the NPT states parties' obligation to pursue and achieve the full implementation of Article 6. The Conference on Disarmament can and should play a key role in doing so, although I have some doubts whether a debate like today is how we should do that. Mr. President, transparency is indispensable in the process of nuclear disarmament since it contributes to building confidence and trust. Although we understand the strategic need for some degree of ambiguity in nuclear doctrine and policy, a lack of transparency increases the risk of misperceptions, misunderstandings, or escalation. In the light of the extensive build-up of China's nuclear arsenal, we call on China to take measures to improve transparency and to refrain from further nuclear build-up. Robust and effective verification is also an essential part of achieving and maintaining a world without nuclear weapons. Over the past years, progress has been made in strengthening the mutual understanding of verification. For example, through the GGE and the International Partnership for Nuclear Disarmament Verification that celebrates its 10th anniversary at the end of this year. Let me also recall other initiatives such as the Quad or the Nuclear Disarmament Verification Exercise. These efforts are important and contribute positively to the implementation of Article 6 of the NPT. Let me also underline, especially in the light of the increased risk and challenges, the importance of risk reduction as a component of disarmament efforts without replacing concrete disarmament measures. Mr. President, lastly, to achieve the goal of a world free of nuclear weapons, it requires a number of interlocking measures. These steps are not contingent on one another, nor are they conditional in any way. Regrettably, many of these, such as the entry into force of the CTBT and the start of negotiations on an FMCT, remain unfulfilled. Pending a future agreement on such a treaty, we call on all states to declare and uphold an immediate moratorium on the production of fissile material for nuclear weapons or other explosive devices. Thank you for giving me the floor.